some of the comments from some of the students. They were pretty awestruck by your presentation. They didn't know how they would react, you know, had they been in the same situation if they had to go to Vietnam. Pretty impressed with your presentation. Is it a twofold thing for you to give this information to the students, and does it also help you in the process too?
Yes, definitely. I guess the first time I did this, Don Nash out at Ariska was teaching present-day problems or problems of democracy class. And they were reading a part on Vietnam, and there wasn't hardly anything there. I don't know how he found out about me, but he called me and asked if I'd come out and talk to the kids. And God, I couldn't even get up and give an oral book report hardly in high school. It's easier now when you don't have to look them in the eye. And I did go out there, and he says, the class is like 50 minutes, 55 minutes, and if we have to go into the next time period, that's all set up, just take all the time you need. And I said, I'll never be able to fill all the time. So anyway, we started talking about it a little bit, about I guess mainly Vietnam at that time. And then I got to thinking, man, these kids weren't even born yet when I was in Vietnam. I was thinking this all to myself. Now I bet they'll really have questions. So I kind of wrapped up my little comments and asked them if they had questions. And we went like a half an hour into the next time class period. So they definitely had questions. And that's kind of got me going then. And then when Sarah got into teaching, she had me down to Wishick to talk to kids there. Not so much on this kind of stuff. But when she got back to Valley City and she was an English teacher and teaching literature, they've always set it up when the kids read the book Fallen Angels about a Vietnam soldier that was an M60 machine gunner, which I was. Sarah would always have me come in after they read the book to talk to the kids. In the first year, Sarah would ask them if they had questions to write them down ahead of time so I could kind of be thinking about them. That didn't work so good. It took me the whole class period just to even get through the story. I would never get to as far as I did today, by no means. I've been doing this since 2004, I guess. So then this year, Sarah and the teachers are thinking, even last year after I talked to them, they thought maybe we can combine this and do it all at once. It makes it a lot easier for me. One year there's five classes, and then you're getting through there, and I thought, well, did I already say this? You know, in repetition. It's good for me, even though you know my affiliation with the college and raising money for scholarships, to help out the kids. If I can help any of the kids through some bad time, you know, junior high is it's a tough time for kids, and the feedback I get from the parents and the kids definitely makes it worthwhile for me to come in and talk to the kids. I say I don't know if I've helped any of them, but I hope I do.